The phrase Fabulous Five was first associated with the 1948 University of Kentucky basketball team. Not only did this team win the national championship in 1948, but the core of that team became the core of the 1948 Olympic team that won basketball gold in London, England. Since those years of the original Fabulous Five, there have been different teams that have received that name, such as the Michigan team in the 1990s. Also, it's gone beyond basketball into the secular world and secular arena of politics. A team of politicians at one time was coined in Illinois as the Fabulous Five. This word Fabulous Five has been made into a movie. Not only has it been made into a movie, but also there is a music group called the Fabulous Five. Today, however, I want us to look at a biblical Fabulous Five. Today we begin a five-week message series entitled The Fabulous Five, focusing on the subject of the home and on our personal relationship with Almighty God. Next Sunday's message will be titled Fabulous Parents, a message focusing on successful parenting in the 21st century. On May the 25th, the message on Memorial Day weekend will deal with our fabulous God, the one who walks with us through the tragedies of life. On June the 1st, the message is Fabulous Salvation, for it is only through a personal relationship with God that we, you and I, can live a Fabulous Five lifestyle. And then we will climax this five-week message series on June the 15th with a message titled Fabulous Dad. We will on that day focus on the characteristics of a dad who is truly fabulous. We begin today's Fabulous Five message series with the topic Fabulous Mom. And the text is a very familiar text in God's Word, Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31. Now, today's message is not just an ought to. It's not just a message challenging you and me as believers to be fabulous Christians, or specifically for those of you to be fabulous moms. Today's message is more than an ought to. It is a how to. How to become a fabulous mom. How to become a fabulous person according to God's Word. So today, I want to share with you a list. I want you to review it, and along with myself, let's work on it. How can you and I add or improve each of these characteristics to our lives if they indeed apply to us? Now, the text begins in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, with the famous saying, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price, her worth is far above rubies." Now, what the biblical author does is he provides us a list of characteristics of a fabulous mom. Not all of these characteristics will apply to each of our lives, because there are some of us that do not do mom things. But in this text and in this series of points this morning, let us learn how we can become the fabulous people that God desires for us to be. Point number one. A fabulous mom or a fabulous person is reliable. The Bible says, "For the heart of her husband safely trust her, so he will have no lack of gain." In other words, her husband can trust her. You see, trust is foundational in any relationship. Trust is to a relationship what oxygen is to the body. Without trust, the relationship simply dies. You see, trust is an interesting and also a very complex characteristic. The reason it's so complex is because you can lose trust at the snap of a finger, but to gain trust, it takes a long time, or to regain lost trust, it takes an even longer process of time. So the first characteristic of a fabulous mom or a fabulous person is reliability. Number two, a fabulous mom is a husband supporter. Look at the screen or look into God's Word. The Bible says she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. In other words, the Bible says that a fabulous mom does not hinder her husband, but helps him throughout their marriage relationship. As a matter of fact, look at verse 23. Verse 23 denotes her husband's success. The Bible says her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Now, in the ancient world, the gate was the location of the assembly of some of the most prominent citizens in all of that community. In other words, the most famous, the most revered, the most respected of all citizens were those who worked at the gate. These were known as the elders. The elders were those who had judicial responsibilities, and this is where they performed the duties of their office. This woman's husband, this woman described in Proverbs 31, her husband sits at the gate. He is a prominent and well-known community leader. Now, verses 12 and 23 reveal that this virtuous woman, this fabulous mom, has played an important role in the success of her husband. Her life has influenced his and made him a better person. Now, in the sports world, a true superstar is a person who helps his team or her team become better. A true superstar wife and mom is one who unselfishly seeks to help her husband succeed in life, and then you flip it and reverse it, and the husband seeks to minister and to encourage and help his wife succeed in what God's called her to do. You see, a fabulous mom is a husband supporter. Point number three, a fabulous mom or a fabulous person is hard working. Now, a person who displays a strong work ethic is to be admired, including a mom. I appreciate my wife, Kathy. She has rarely been ill throughout all of the years of our marriage, and I thank God for that. Because you understand that when mom is sick, that means that dad has to fulfill all the responsibilities of mom until mom is feeling better. I want you to know that the few times Kathy has been sick, my prayer life has increased dramatically. And I have prayed for God to bring about very rapid healing in her body. You say, Mike, you are such a compassionate husband, so caring for your wife. Well, maybe so, but also I wanted to get out of all that work. I was worn out. I'm telling you, a mom has a full-time job. And if you are a mom and you work outside the home, you have two full-time jobs. Now, the antonym of hard work is lazy. And I love to read in the book of Proverbs many different verses, but especially the verses about laziness. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 14, the writer says, as a door turns on its hinges, so a lazy person turns on his bed. Isn't that hilarious? You open the door, you close it, you open it, you close it. And the writer of Proverbs says that a lazy person is just like that, turning over in bed all day long. But you know what? A fabulous mom is a hard worker. Now, I love the way how God arranges his word to illustrate this truth. Let's go to verses 13 through 19. Verse 13, a fabulous mom is one who works hard. Look in verse 13. On the screen, here it comes. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. What does that mean? Hard work reflects a willing spirit. Verse 14, she is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. What does that mean? It means that hard work requires planning. Look at verse 15 at this remarkable woman. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her handmaids. What does that mean? Hard work requires time management. Look at verse 16. She considers a field and buys it. For her profit, from her profit, she plants a vineyard. Hard work includes good decision making. Look at verse 17. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. No, she's not a weightlifter, but the Bible is saying that she is energetic, a hard worker. Hard work requires energy. Next, she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. That's verse 18. In other words, hard work sometimes requires long days. Verse 19, she stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. What does that mean? It means that hard work is a lifestyle. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a characteristic of a fabulous mom, but not only a fabulous mom, but a fabulous person. We need to be hard workers. Next, a fabulous mom is compassionate. The Bible says that she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Now, I want you to notice the connection between hard work and compassion. This virtuous woman cares about others, and she proves it by her actions. She reaches out to those around her who are in need. She is looking beyond herself to those who are hurting in this world. You see, a fabulous mom is a mom who is compassionate, and what a challenge for you and me that in order to be a fabulous person, you and I must care about others. Number five, a fabulous mom is a homemaker. The Bible says she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. Now I have in parentheses here what that means. She has no fear of winter for the household, for she has made clothes for all of them. This verse paints the picture of a woman who enjoys caring for her family. In the winter, her family has warm clothes to wear. When I think of this verse, I think of my mom, because she always wanted my brother and I to have the clothes that we needed for living, especially for school. As a matter of fact, I remember that every year before school, my mom would take us out to shop. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was a boy and a young man, I hated that. I hated having to go and look at slacks and look at shirts and look at shoes. And worse than that, having to try all that dumb stuff out. Having to go to that dressing room and walk out, well, that looks good. I'm not no good. Try this pair, try that pair. Folks, I'd rather have been out shooting a basketball, hitting a baseball, are throwing a football. But why in this world do I have to waste my time with these dumb clothes? But now that I'm older, I understand. My mom was a homemaker, and she wanted what was best for her kids. You see, a homemaker is quite a remarkable person. I like what Richard Curry said. He said the most creative job in the world involves fashion, decorating, recreation, education, transportation, running out of fingers, psychology, romance, cuisine, art, literature, he keeps going, economics, government, pediatrics, geriatrics, entertainment, maintenance, purchasing, law, religion, energy, and management. Now, anyone who can handle that job description is someone who is special, and she is a homemaker. Next, a fabulous mom or a fabulous person is an award winner. The Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. In other words, strength and honor are a part of her life. A fabulous mom is honorable and worthy of honor, worthy of winning awards. What awards could and would a mother earn? First of all, Nurse of the Year. Now, when I was a boy and I would scrape my knee or I would hurt myself, I would never, ever run to my dad and say, "Dad, I just scraped my knee." Or, "Dad, I just fell down and hurt myself." Well, my dad would have said, "Get over it." I never went to my dad when I hurt. I went to my mama. because my mom would hug me, and she would love me, and she would feel sorry for me, and she would nurse me. Moms can be nurse of the year. Mom can also be judge of the year. My brother and I would fight, and we'd both run to mom, demanding justice. A mom can be a policewoman of the year, a school aide of the year, best friend of the year, cook of the year. Oh, I used to love to go to my dad's parents' farm. I used to love to roam with the cows and walk the fields and milk the cows and house that tobacco and run through the woods and go fishing and swimming down at the creek. But perhaps my biggest highlight was sitting at that dinner table. And my grandmother, who cooked from scratch, could put out the best fried chicken and homemade biscuits anywhere in this planet. She would be cook of the year. Mothers are also chauffeur of the year. Soccer practice here, basketball practice here, drama practice here. We've got this event to go to. And then finally, moms can be bank teller of the year. Mom, I need some money to go to this. Mom, I need, you see, a mom, a fabulous mom or a fabulous person is an award winner. Number seven. Another characteristic of a fabulous mom or a fabulous person is the word wise. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. In other words, she is wise and gracious in her speech. She uses good common sense in her discussions. She has learned wisdom from life's experiences and therefore imparts that wisdom in her relationships with her husband and her children. A fabulous mom or a fabulous person is wise. Number eight, a fabulous woman or a fabulous person is a difference maker. The Word of God says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. I love that interpretation there. There are many fine women in the world, but you are the best of them all. The husband and the kids say there's many good wives and many good mothers in the world, but you are the best of them all. You know why? Because the woman of Proverbs chapter 31 is a difference maker. She has made such an incredible difference in the lives of her children and her husband that they all brag on her and say that you are the best. I don't know about you. That's not an ought to. That's a how to. How to be a fabulous person. Be a difference maker. Number nine, a fabulous mom or a fabulous person respects the Lord. The Bible says that charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, the word there, fear, means to respect or to reverence. Now, don't get me wrong. God doesn't want you to try to look ugly. Beauty and physical appearance are not devalued in this verse. Rather, the writer is saying, keep your priorities straight. You see, we live in a world where physical appearance and beauty are preeminent. It's the most important thing. That gal drives that car on that TV commercial, and she's a little bit cocky and arrogant. And she says, if you want to please me, you'll get this kind of car. I say, lady, I'm not married to you, so I'm not buying that car. It's kind of like she's very attractive, and if you forget it, I'll drive my 2001 Toyota with the cracked windshield. Amen. We put so much significance on appearance in our culture. You know I'm telling the truth. You know that I'm speaking the truth. But God says that there's something more important than physical beauty, and that is spiritual beauty. And I'll tell you something, spiritual beauty can make a woman more beautiful. That's what God is saying here. A woman who is fabulous, or a person who is fabulous, is one who makes their relationship with God the highest priority. It's not looking better or not looking or looking more attractive, although that is important. I don't know any person with an IQ of one that wants to look worse. We all want to look better. We all, guys, want to look handsome. Women want to look attractive. Of course you do. That's a part of who we are. But the Bible says that that is not the most important thing. The most important thing is your walk with God. Your beauty does not make you a fabulous one in the eyes of God. Your walk with God is what makes you most beautiful. And then point number 10. What makes a person a fabulous mom or a fabulous person? You become a legacy leaver. A legacy leaver. Listen to this. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, what does that mean? I've got it right here. Praise her for the many fine things she does. These good deeds of hers shall bring her honor and recognition from people of importance. Do you know what that's saying? That's saying that this woman, with all of these characteristics, is leaving a legacy. In the following video clip, you'll see illustrated the impact of the person who seeks to practice the characteristics of the virtuous woman. What that video portrayed and what you did not hear was a little girl writing a thank you to her mother. And then as a young college student, writing a thank you to her mother. And then a married woman writing a thank you to her mother. And then an older woman writing a letter to her mother. It's all one person, as a little girl, all the way up to an older woman. One person expressing her gratitude to God for her mother. Would you stand with me right now?